My name is Ronan Carr. I'm the writer of Redemption Beating. I wrote a short film about 10 years ago called Coolock Land, which starred myself and Simon Delaney, which I co-directed with Brian Tucker and won a lot of awards. And after that, I wrote a lot of film scripts that didn't get made, but I also made another short called Peace Cubed with Paul Ronan. That got shown in various festivals. I've also completed a feature film script with PJ Dillon, his debut feature, called Rewind, which starred Amy Huberman, who won the IFTA for her performance in that film. I've also written a couple of radio plays, Redemption Beating, which is the last one.
I'm Frank McCusker. I play Jimmy in Redemption Beating. I'm originally from County Fermanagh. I was living there until I was growing up about, 18, I suppose, when I left. I moved to Sligo, worked a little bit at the Hawkswell Theatre. The intention was to try and sort of train a young company of actors. It was an experimental thing, really. And it was supposed to last for 6 months, but they got funding for a year and a half. So in that time, we did a lot of plays. We did a Shaw, we did some Tom Murphy, we did some Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. I was young. I played Romeo badly. I remember doing On the Outside by Tom Murphy. And then I also did Lovers by Brian Friel, which was good. And I had intended to go to drama school, but I moved to Dublin just for the summer and managed to get an audition and get a part. And then I got another part in the Abbey and I didn't train. So, yeah, the first show in the Abbey was a production, again, of a play by Brian Friel called The Gentle Island, which Frank McGuinness directed. And the next show, I did there was a very ill-fated production of a Gorky play called The Lower Depths, which at the time had some remarkable actors in it. It was directed, though, by a Russian woman from the Moscow State Theatre called Galina Volchek. And she didn't speak any English, which was a bit of a problem. And we had a translator and we had a very experienced and wonderful cast. Everybody, Eamon Kelly, Cyril Cusack, David Kelly, incredible people to have had the opportunity. Gerard McSorley at the time also to work with these wonderful actors. I was only, 22 or 23. So that was a good old grounding. And I was terribly lucky.
Hello, I'm Conor McNeil. I play Ray in Redemption Beaten. I've been acting for about 10 years maybe, since I was 14. I started with Double Joint Theatre Company when I was 14, doing work with them during the summer. I'm from Belfast. When I got sent the script, I sort of sat down with it, read it through. I always read it through just like as an audience member, really, so that I'm not thinking about the character or anything, to see what the whole outline is, and then go back again and read it again from, right, who is this guy and where's he going and what's he want? And then sit and make notes as to what he was feeling and where he was. He tends to cover a lot of his fear with sort of bravado or a bit of a joke, or, you know, he doesn't really address his fear a lot of the time. And so it was about picking that out and where that was. And
when I get a script, I read it, naturally. And I usually read it as a sweep, you know, just as a story to begin with. And then I throw all the other bits away and start reading my own bits and figuring out. It's always a good idea not to, I remember being taught this, not to take what another character might say about you as being in some way accurate or informative of as to how you should play it. So you can, you know, I then take the character that I'm playing in isolation and whatever clues are in the script, try and obey them, be as simple about it as possible.
The idea for this play, Redemption Beaten, came from, I was working in Letterkenny and on Greenan Theatre as the education and outreach officer, and part of that job was to run the Letterkenny Youth Theatre. So what I do with the Youth Theatre is I write their plays, and we did a couple of full-length plays and we do a couple of sketches, and we're always looking around for ideas for shows and stuff like this. And the idea for this particular play came up through various workshops I did with the youths, as I call them. And it was just a simple idea of you're given an appointment down a laneway where you're going to get your knees shot out. That's Jay's story, and Jimmy's story is that he also has to show up at, say, 8 o'clock down this laneway to shoot somebody's knees. And me being the guy that I am, I was just wondering, well, what's their day like up to that point?
Jimmy is a, I suppose, rather like myself, a middle-aged man who is, you know, caught up at a time in Northern Ireland where I also grew up during the 70s and the 80s when I was a teenager. I presume he did the same. So all of that information that I luckily in this instance have, because I was brought up there too, you kind of get the sense of his history presumably growing up in, you know, working class Derry, seeing what he has seen, being imbued with all of that. And I suppose the anger that that infests you with, for good or bad. And in this case, Jimmy is still post-peace process doling out punishment beatings. But now the punishment beatings are not to do with the previous sort of paramilitary thing, but with local hoods and drug dealers and so on. So he sees his role, I suppose, as policing the Northern Ireland that he policed and the IRA presumably policed during the 70s, the 80s and into the 90s in the peace process. And as a Northern actor, I suppose, you do still understand the grain of that still existing in some people, because there were so many awful things that happened to both sides of the community, as it's referred to. But looking at a contemporary middle-aged man and the fact that he's still hanging on to this past, but in some ways, in some sort of, he is developing out of it. Something is moving in him. I mean, there's a wonderful moment in it, which I really love, where Jimmy explains rather almost by the way that his son is gay. And what I liked about the casualness with which he passes that information on to us is its inconsequentialness, if that's a word. And it belies the sort of stereotype of a sort of hard working class paramilitary IRA cliche that wouldn't fit in, that a father might casually just say his son is gay, and he doesn't really have a problem with that. And I find that quality, that observation, is refreshing and sort of surprising, and I would imagine quite correct.
Good writing is good writing, no matter where it's from or what it is. You like good writing and you want to work on good writing. And if that happens to be in Derry or in Dublin or wherever it is, or somewhere in England, it's good writing, you know, and that's why you do the job. So long as it's a new take on, or fresh eyes on an old situation, if it's a fresh view on it, then it's always going to be interesting, isn't it? So, and I think it's important not to brush things under the rug as well, because you're sick and tired of them. You have to speak about stuff, don't you?
I love writing for radio because you can sort of let the words breathe, where in other mediums like film, everything has to be cut back, like to its bare minimum. Whereas in radio, you've got a little bit more freedom to sort of indulge your writery self. But as long as you keep the story moving, it's fine. You can kind of breathe a bit more and kind of, you can actually become a better writer through writing for radio. And I also love listening to radio plays, other radio plays, especially now where the technology is that you have a MP3 player and you just play it through the headphones and you can walk around town.
I love working on radio because you don't have to learn your lines, they're in front of you and it's excellent. I love, there's a certain freedom with it as well, in that, and that you can go again and you can also listen back before anything goes out. You go, actually, no, that doesn't sound right, can we try it this way? And there's sort of a brilliant freedom in that I really, really enjoy.
I'm not sure that I... The thing that I don't like about it is the fact that because you don't learn your lines and you haven't had a, you know, rehearsal process the same as you would if you were in the theatre, that you arrive obviously to your own ideas of how you're going to play something fresh on the morning that you're doing it. Then you have to be with the other actors or actors that you're working with. And, you know, you have microphones in your way and so on. So the connection, the eyeballing connection that you can get on the stage or even on film and telly is not so easily there because your eyes are on the page because you don't have to learn your lines. And that can be tricky, but it can still be very exciting.